Welcome to the December 23rd, 2012 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have or had a great holiday this week. Thanks very much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, the coming battle for our firearms freedoms is upon us. It is going to be an epic battle, and I want you to know that you have my word that Armed American Radio will remain on the front lines fighting every single week for your right to defend your life with your constitutionally guaranteed right to bear arms. You have my word on that. This week's guest lineup was huge and evidence of that. Enjoy the broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio. Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
That's great stuff. Oh, that John Young, man. He's that guy. That's that guy. That's that guy with the voice. What a set of pipes and lungs on that guy, huh? And the nicest man in the world. Big fan of this radio program, too. Had a great email exchange with him just the other day. He did a significant amount of voice work for us. And Shanto did a great job mixing it up and putting it together, filling your prescription for freedom. You got to love that. Welcome. Welcome to the Armed American Radio broadcast. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
Oh, that's good. You must not be watching MSNBC.
No, I'm working right now.
Trust me, you know how I've always said that I watch it just to see what these people have done? Well, I stopped watching them about Monday. I had had enough. Had enough.
Yeah, you know, like you, I can't afford to have enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, because we have to stay on top of this stuff.
Absolutely.
I say the coming battle. The battle's not coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. It's arrived.
Oh, it's here.
It's game on.
Yep.
It's everything I told you over the last 2 years that was getting ready to happen during a second abomination term is all coming true. The fact of the matter is that these people were sitting, waiting in the wings for the next tragedy. You know, never let a crisis go to waste. And it was handed to them on a silver platter. And you're witnessing what's happening. They're demonizing you as law-abiding mainstream Americans and your way of life. If you work in the firearms industry, they'll put you out of business. They don't care about you. You're evil. You're evil. Forget the fact that there are tens of millions. On the low end, the estimate is 100 million. And I guarantee you that number's low. We have, let's get right into it. We have a round table. We're going to pull some chairs up here. We've got an all-star cast. Rob Pincus joining us up near the Canadian border. He's up there somewhere in Maine. Rob Pincus, how you doing? Pull a chair up and sit at the round table with us today.
Good, man. Yeah, I'm bouncing off Canadian cell towers and in and out of service. I don't know how long I can stay on, but I wanted to say hi and wish everybody happy holidays and catch up with you guys a little bit.
I'm glad you're here. Stay with us. We'll keep you on until your call drops there, until as long as you can stay. And Merry Christmas to you, too. David Kodria.
Merry Christmas, all.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Merry Christmas, all.
Yeah. Yes, that's a beautiful thing right there.
Sounds like one of those old TV shows. What was it, the Outlaw Josie Wales that I never saw? No, that wasn't that. That was Casablanca I caught a bunch of heat for. The Mad Ogre, George Hill from Vernal, Utah. George, you've been selling guns like a Mad Ogre, haven't you?
Merry Christmas, everybody. I've been selling lots of concealed carry guns to teachers and school administrators and AR-15s to everybody else.
That's funny.
Say that again.
I've been selling AR-15s to everybody else, concealed carry guns to teachers and administrators, because if you're a teacher in Utah, you have a concealed carry permit, you can carry in your classroom.
Wait a minute. Are you serious? That's a recipe for disaster, George. Have we had any? I mean, certainly there have been teachers that have snapped.
Yeah.
No.
Whatever you do, don't let Chris Matthews find out.
No, we have safe classrooms in Utah because we have teachers that are willing to stand up and protect their students. Mm-hmm. That's how it is in Utah.
I tell you.
We love our kids. We want to take care of them.
Rob Pincus.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to have a lengthy discussion with you on air and harken back to your best defense days when we can cover with you active shooter situations. I saw a video today out of California. Sean, did you happen to strip that audio of the how to react to it to an active shooter situation in a classroom setting? Did you?
Yes, I do.
You do, and it's about a 2 minute. We should probably play that right now. It's 2.5 minutes. Can we run that right now?
Yeah.
Take a listen to this. Everybody at the table will comment when we come back.
When somebody enters the room shooting. Let's go!
We need to take our own personal safety seriously. When we travel, when we shop, wherever we are, everyone's aware that there is a risk, there is a danger. Recently, we did an active shooter training from the UC Davis Police Department that actually illustrates and demonstrates what an active shooter situation can feel like. And their goal is for students, faculty, and staff to have a sense of their natural instinct or their natural response.
You with the hat! You with the hat!
In an active shooter situation, it's important for individuals to recognize that this is really happening, that they need to take action right away. There's naturally a sense of disbelief. You want to confirm for yourself that that sound, the sound of a gunshot, is real. Am I really in danger? Is this in proximity to me? If you can determine that the sounds of the gunfire or the activity is in the opposite direction or far enough away that you feel like you could get to a safer place, then do that. If you're out in a public area like a mall, go into a store away from where you hear the sounds of shooting and hide. There are usually back doors that you can get out of. If you find yourself cornered in a building, in an office setting, for example, you should turn off the lights. Turn off your cell phone so it doesn't ring and alert the shooter to your location. What we've learned about these active shooting events is that the goal of the shooter is to harm as many people as possible. They come well armed. They're prepared for a long standoff, perhaps. So either get away right away as fast as you can and report, or stay put, barricade yourself, be as still and quiet as possible so that they won't detect you.
And die. There's one piece of advice in there I didn't hear. How about shoot back? How about shoot back? Good heavens, Rob Pincus, please help me.
Yeah, we got to get past this hide and hope strategy. This hide and hope strategy is not helping. It's, you know, I've heard two stories over and over again coming out of the Sandy Hook Elementary School, which, by the way, I drove within a mile of today, and you know, it was just silence in the car as we drove through Connecticut, just thinking about what had happened and everything else. But, you know, two stories overwhelmingly. One story about a woman who was an experienced teacher who calmed the kids and took them in the back of the room and read them a story. And another story about a woman who tried to huddle the kids in the closet and was killed huddling over them and trying to shield them. Well, both of those two teachers took the same strategy, and it was hide and hope. And one of them survived and one of them didn't, and it's because they left the fate of themselves and the kids in the hands of the attacker. And, you know, what everybody needs to do is hit their search engine and look up school attacker response course. IC Training Company is joined together with several other instructors, and we put together a program primarily aimed at teachers and faculty, but I taught a course for kids last week, and we will be doing some more of these things, obviously all free of charge, telling kids that, yeah, get away if you can, hide if you can, but teachers and children need to be prepared to act in their own defense, whether it's with a heavy book, a desk, a chair, a pair of scissors, fire extinguisher, and there's a team of people all over the country willing to share that information that can help kids and teachers be prepared tomorrow.
Hey, Rob.
It's not all Utah.
Hey, Rob. It's interesting you said that, because that's one of the first things I thought about when all this happened. You know, what would I do if I was in a situation like that? And I'd be looking for a chair or something.
Yeah,
you know?
And we've got to give teachers and kids permission to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding and hoping is not a strategy for our children.
Now, leaving your life at the mercy of evil is never an answer. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's simply not. Now, was that bad advice on that tape? To someone who was unarmed and or unwilling or unable to defend themselves, maybe that is a last resort option. But clearly, it's lacking the most effective solution, and that is being able to fight back. David Kodria, your thoughts on that hogwash?
Well, first of all, Jeff Knox corrected me several months back, and I had to admit that I agreed with him, that, in fact, we are active shooters, and the people who are hijacking that term are the ones who want to take guns away from us. And I think that I heard Rob use terminology that I liked, a school attacker. That's more descriptive. And I just can't imagine a more natural instinct in anyone I consider a human being worth respecting than defending children, the most precious among us. You know, Mark, I've seen your precious children. You've met one of mine who at this point is bigger than both of us, but at one time he was little like your guys. And I can't imagine any instinct that is just more primal than protecting
our kids. David, hold on to that thought. When we come back, we'll get the ogre's opinion on the tape we just heard. But, you know, those teachers in Connecticut did the best they could with what they had, which was nothing. And they still protected those children. God only imagine if they had the means to defend themselves. Something's got to change. We'll be back after this.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit carrarms@kahr.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
I love that. Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. We're in the roundtable with an all-star cast. It's great. Rob Pincus, we heard from Rob. Rob's out in Maine, up by the Canadian border. He sometimes I wonder if he even knows where he is, because I've actually had that conversation with him. Where the heck am I? Rob, welcome back to the show. See, he doesn't even know. Yeah, oh, there, George. We'll go back to you because you were the only one on the last discussion that we didn't quite get to yet. What are your thoughts on that? Did we lose Rob?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He I know he was having some phone problems up there at near Canada. So hopefully he'll call back. If not, we'll move around the table without him. George, your opinion on what you heard on that audio that we played.
Well, you know, we've got a very polarized nation. Very polarized nation, and there's very little middle ground. The middle ground is disappearing. You've got the people who want to take away guns and stifle rights. And then we've got the people who want liberty and freedom, and they do that by securing that liberty and freedom. And
George, let me stop you there for a second, because you mentioned it. They want to take away your guns. And I need to point out to people that, again, fear-mongering, really? Was it fear-mongering when we told you exactly what was going to happen is now happening? That's not fear-mongering. That's you having your head stuck in a Kool-Aid jug.
It's fear-mongering saying that if we don't ban these guns, or if we don't ban these high-capacity magazines, that this is going to happen again. Because that's false. It is going to happen again if we don't prevent it. And we prevent it by making soft targets hardened targets.
You're absolutely right. And sadly, it will happen again. Again, we've predicted that here. And I believe we predicted this one. Not the exact location, of course, but the fact that it will happen again. And sadly, if we follow the left agenda and enact a symbolic ban of weapons, of which there are hundreds of millions already in the hands of hundreds of millions of law-abiding Americans and bad guys, it will, in fact, happen again. Until we take concrete action. But, George, I wanted to point out, you said something very prophetic. Their agenda will fail unless they ultimately confiscate your firearms, and that is their ultimate goal. We want to make that very, very clear. So hold your thought. I want to go back over to David Kodria. David, they can't succeed without taking our firearms. And I said in the beginning of the hour that I would explain what I mean by how they're going to do that. Oh, Dianne Feinstein's made it very clear. Oh, well, if you have them, we're not going to take them from you. What they're intending to do is eliminate any private sale or transaction, including after death. You can't will your 30-round magazine, your standard capacity AR magazine, or that AR to anyone in your family, thereby ending its existence. And as time marches on, those guns will be banned. That's the cunning, sly type of animal we're dealing with, David.
Well, they're they're not just satisfied, though, with the slow pace of that, because Feinstein has already been talking about, well, we can do a buyback.
Right. Okay. Up to $500 and make it irresistible. Right. If she thinks I'm going to give $500 back, she's nuts.
Cuomo is talking about doing confiscation. And
yes, he is.
Here's what we have to remember, because right now it's real easy for us to be overwhelmed by all the hatred that we see directed our way. And, Mark, I think you'll probably agree with me, and I'd be surprised if George doesn't agree with me. I have never seen the directed, intense hatred come at us with the fury that we're seeing come at us right now.
Right.
And ultimately what we have to remember is, everybody, don't panic, because ultimately the Second Amendment means what we say that it means, and they can only take it away from us if we surrender it.
That's a great point, and one that I kind of alluded to earlier in the broadcast in hour number one, that no one's going to come knocking on your door to try to take away your firearms. I don't see that happening. That's not what's getting ready to happen. Cooler heads prevail. The Second Amendment exists. And it isn't going to go away as much as they would like to wish it away. I get the vision of them. George, you'll get this. You're a father. David, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, you are parents as well. Remember when your kids would close their eyes and clench their fists and just wish it, you know? There's all the liberal goofball circus freaks out there just wishing it away. And it isn't going to work. And it isn't going to work. What I
do that three times a day in Washington, D.C. is still always there.
that's a fact. And, David, no matter how hard they try to wish away our history, with the help, ladies and gentlemen, of the mainstream media, it simply isn't going to happen. I think I misspoke earlier. I said I'm not going to give them back $500. What I meant to say was I'm not giving up a firearm to anybody, let alone for a paltry $500.
You just shattered one of my core beliefs, though, because I've always thought that if I pull the covers up over my head, it can't get me.
That's well, that's true. If you just put your hands over your eyes, nobody can see you either.
I used to play that game. You drove my youngest son around in your wonderful convertible, and he still talks about that. He had a great time with that. But when he was little, we used to do exactly that. We'd hide under the covers when my wife was in the room. We'd say, "Mommy can't see us. Mommy can't see us."
Right.
So
right.
She'd hear us. Then she'd rip it off of us, and we'd scream. Okay, and it was just great fun for him and me. You know, he was 4, and I was like, 50. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
and it scared the heck out of me, I got to tell you.
That's why you're still young. But we're seeing that now, and of course we're playing with words here. It's fun to make fun of that, because it really truly is astonishing to see the level of hatred, as you mentioned, directed at law-abiding mainstream Americans via an absolutely freedom-hating mainstream press pushing this agenda. These people have come out of the woodwork, and the hatred to the NRA.
Oh yes,
who they're blaming. Don't blame the NRA. It's just absolutely astounding. George, thoughts?
Well, what's going to be absolutely astounding is if should one of these liberal idiots actually try to do a confiscation like what they're saying that they want to do. If they come into a town like Vernal, Utah, what's astonishing is the level of resistance that they're going to meet.
Well, and you see, that's
like
the thing.
Never before that they've ever seen.
That's what is not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I want to make that very clear. People, that isn't, we can only hope that's not going to happen. I mean, is it?
You know,
is it possible?
The gun counter, though, it is a topic of conversation that comes up.
It is a topic that comes up.
Times a day.
It is. I've seen it. I've walked into too many gun shops over the last few days. Sean, you're chomping at the bit here.
I guarantee you, Bad Cow won't come to Texas with all that. That ain't going to happen.
No, it's not.
Not Texas.
It's not. Nobody's taking you. This is a lot of mass hysteria.
Yeah, that's true.
Being shoved at us right now by a mainstream press.
It's hysteria based on things that have happened. I mean, they didn't think that this was going to happen, down in New Orleans.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see what Harry Reid in the Senate will do. Let's see how the strong arming from the White House works from Joe Biden. He's real objective when it comes to guns. We'll have more on that in the roundtable when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. And speaking of the Gun Owners of America, I want to apologize. Larry Pratt, very busy. We've been working with his people. We had him scheduled today.
Yes.
And the demand on his time, in particular, since the Piers Morgan interview, has been substantial. And we were unable to reach Larry. We will talk with his people after the holiday, and I promise you that we'll bring him back next week. I can assure you that. I've spoken with Larry personally, and he is looking forward to coming back on the program. I know a press release went out notifying many of you who are listening around the country that Larry would be here to rebut British subject. That's what he is, British subject, Piers Morgan. And I can assure you that that we'll have Larry back. I'll notify those of you. And you can check us out at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You know you use Facebook. You do. You can admit it. For up to the minute information on the broadcast.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Piers Morgan, whatever his name is.
Piers Morgan.
Yeah. What does he do, and where did he come from?
I don't know. Don't care. And quite frankly, I don't know anything about his background. I know he's a British subject.
Yes.
And I know that he is as ignorant as the day is long.
He is.
In particular about American history and our firearms and our firearms freedoms. He knows absolutely nothing about the firearms that he is railing against.
He's a piece of work.
He's making himself look like a fool, quite frankly. Yeah. Hey, understand we have a phone call?
Yes, we have John from Northeastern PA.
John, welcome. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering. I used to watch Fox News all the time until O'Reilly started describing the heavy weaponry.
Right.
You know, ARs and AKs. And it seems now I've noticed a lot of the people on Fox, they like to pick and choose what parts of the Constitution they find they should abide by. And I don't know any other news source. I mean, I get a lot of emails to get my information from, but there is no one that I can think of or find on the television that gives the conservative view of things, or like the people that believe in the Constitution.
How pathetic, isn't it?
It is.
John, it's sad, and it shows glaringly the state of the mainstream media in America,
mm-hmm.
And how sad it is. And I'll go to David Kodrey, award-winning journalist, I might add, real journalist, mm-hmm. David Kodrey.
Yeah.
David, can you help answer John's question?
He's absolutely right. I mean, even Rupert Murdoch, who everybody says Fox is so conservative, Rupert Murdoch contributed to Hillary's campaign when she was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
He came out talking for a ban on semi-automatics.
Yep.
And the bottom line is that in order to stay informed, we have to find sources on the Internet that we can trust and programs like Armed American Radio that bring us breaking news and that bring us information that through experience and testing we can trust. My only advice would be don't just automatically trust anybody, even if it sounds like, you know, what they're saying agrees with your worldview. Find ways to test it. And, you know, you're telling me that what there actually is a tremendous niche market opportunity for a conservative/libertarian cable news outlet along the lines of like a townhall.com,
mm-hmm.
or a Breitbart, or, you know, I'm off the top of my head now, so I'm sure I'm forgetting some major ones. But I would really like to see something like that happen.
How about I throw this at you? How about a true objective source of news? Is it possible in today's political climate, if you will, to even have today with the technology in the 24-hour cycle? I'm not sure that's even possible.
What it is, it's like gun safety or whatever. You know, it all comes down to the human operator, okay? And with news programs, there are human operators. Everyone is going to bring their worldview into it. I'm not sure that you can find anywhere that you can just go straight down it, particularly on a hot-button political issue, and not get bias or ignorance. It is so few and far between. I would love to see more of it because ultimately, Mark, what we're talking about is the truth. Even though a show like this, a program like this, somebody could say, well, you're biased towards the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms.
Of course.
Well, the reason that you are, though, is because that's the truth. And
yeah.
The truth is not debatable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give equal time to the lie.
Now, the truth, as I said before, the truth is only controversial to a liberal goofball. Listen, hold on a second. I'm going to close my eyes, clench my fists, and wish objective news source. I know that was a really stupid question, David, and I wouldn't have been offended if you said, Mark, you know better than that. I hope you're being facetious. That's a really boneheaded question. But You're absolutely correct about that. John, I hope we've answered your question. Thank you very much for the call. The answer to that question is, quite frankly, programs like this, if you're talking about your Second Amendment freedoms, Gun Talk with Tom Gresham is another great outlet, you know, to get that information from. And some of your local podcasts and your local grassroots organizations will provide you that information. Now, you're in Northeast Pennsylvania. Head over to Bruce Eimer's website. Just look up Bruce Eimer on the internet. You'll find some great information from Bruce as well. So, George, you have – well, yeah, you're in Vernal, Utah. You guys are a very gun-friendly place.
We are probably the population with the highest percentage of gun ownership and most guns per capita, probably anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and a very – for the most part
– I dare anybody to challenge that fact. We sell more guns to more people than, you know, I mean, because it's a gun community. We love our guns out here. Probably because there's nothing else to do out here. Shoot.
George, I had a conversation with him today when I was doing the final bit of scheduling, and you'll appreciate this, particularly if you're listening in Vernal. And George says, "Hey, Mark, I'm getting ready to enter a canyon, and I'm about ready to lose my cell service. Can I call you when I get out the other side?" And
yeah,
I said, "Yeah, sure, you sure can." Well, he must have never come out the other side because I didn't hear back from him until right now. So, George, glad to know that you're back. Hey, and I want to get your opinion, guys, as well. David, I'll go to you on this one. How about the new intro, brother?
Oh, very cool stuff. Very cool stuff.
David, did you hear it?
Did I hear what now?
The new intro to the show?
No, I'm sorry, Mark. I did not hear the new intro to the show.
Sean, can we play it?
Yeah.
Take a listen to the new intro for Armed American Radio.
Yeah, here we go.
This is right the real deal here.
About now.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
That's scary. I put it together, but that is kind of scary. Every
as
time
we
I
say
hear
in the hood, man, that's the bomb.
That's a bomb diggity. I guess I just dated myself to everybody else.
Bomb diggity?
What bomb diggity.
The hell is that? okay, that. Is that supposed to be a frightening word?
Oh no, that's a good word, man. I mean, the same thing as the bomb. We just
okay.
It's just really accented on the. It's
well,
a good thing.
I guess that's along the lines of boogity boogity boogity. Let's go racing, boys! I still never figured that one out. I'm a huge NASCAR fan. David Kodria, how about that intro? How now we now you can say wow.
That was bomb diggity, man.
I tell you, I have Sean and I have been piecing this together. John Young is an Emmy Award-winning voice talent. This guy has won many, many Emmys and done tremendous work. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard him all over on your local news programs. He's the guy that says, coming up on the 6 o'clock news, you know, that kind of stuff. And commercials and things all over the country, and now I hear music. That means that we're getting ready to take a break. So when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about John Young. He's a big fan of this program, and we had some fun piecing that together. We were telling you we were going to tease it last week. We just decided, let's just throw it out there and get her going. More after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Perfect timing as we bring you Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holsters Studios. And that's a beautiful thing. Welcome back to the show, where we're simply giving you the facts. I read a couple of emails. Actually, one of them was a letter to the editor, to the magazine that I write for, Concealed Carry Magazine. Why are you not receiving Concealed Carry Magazine? That doesn't make sense to me if you have a concealed carry permit or if you just want to find out what's going on in the world of concealed carry. Concealed Carry Magazine. GetConcealedCarryMag.com. GetConcealedCarryMag.com. USCCA, go to USConcealedCarry.com. You can also get a subscription at that location. You don't have to join the USCCA any longer. You can just get the magazine. Best gun rag on the planet. But I'm going to get your opinion, David and George, particularly after the Connecticut events. Take a listen to this. This is actually being printed in the, this is a letter to the editor in response to my column called Crunch Time, which came out in the October issue just before the election. And of course, I was talking about how important it was to vote out Barack Obama. Dear editor, I very much enjoy Concealed Carry Magazine and the professionalism of the instructional articles. However, your article Crunch Time by Mark Walters is typical of this extreme right-wing propaganda BS that seems to permeate through the gun community. I've been in construction and remodeling all of my life, 65 years old, and I can tell you from experience that the Democrat Party has been far more favorable to the working middle class than the Republicans. The Democrats aren't stupid. They know if they start tightening the screws on gun owners, they will pay a heavy price from people like me. The Obama administration has done nothing to infringe on our rights, and if he started to do something after winning a second term, the Democrats would pay the price in the midterms. As far as this being crunch time and do or die, that's just pure BS. The more you focus on gun education and the less you involve the magazine in political right-wing histrionics, the better. Cam Conley. Cam, I will repeat my offer to you that I offered in the first hour of the program, and that is send me an email to mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I will personally reimburse you the price of your USCCA membership or the subscription to the magazine. Because you're just a fool. I mean, it's flat out that simple. Now, unfortunately for you, I have the facts on my side. Simply go back. Now, I understand that this was written pre-Connecticut. However, the Kool-Aid must be awful tasty. So blinded by ideology that he couldn't see. Because, you see, I've been telling you this. David, you're laughing. I've been telling you this for the last 2 years, that this is what we're going to expect. I've been accused of being a fearmonger and just about every other thing in the book by those who are drinking the commie Kool-Aid like this. Clearly, he can't see past his ideology, David. Do we need to go into any explanation? Because here's where he says. He says that, listen here. The Democrats aren't stupid, debatable. They know if they start tightening the screws on gun owners, they will pay a heavy price from people like me. Really, Cam? I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me? Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and tell me what price your party is going to pay from people like you. Then cancel your subscription and your membership to the USCCA, and I'll be more than happy to refund what you paid. In fact, I'd be willing to bet Tim Schmidt would probably be happy to refund that. It's unbelievable, David.
Yeah, well, I'd be interested in hearing him defend his position now. That's about all I can really say.
It would be interesting, wouldn't it? It would be interesting. George, your thoughts? George is shocked.
Wait a second.
He's so shocked he can't speak.
Radio, you caught me not paying attention.
Oh, that's okay. I understand how busy you are. Believe me.
I was just sending a message. People were asking if the Armed American Radio AR-15s were still available. And I was answering, yes, they are.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you very much. The AAR-15 is still available from Crusader Weaponry.
I just posted a picture of your AR-15,
right.
Mark.
AAR-15.
AAR-15.
Where can people get information on? I'll tell you what we did the last time. If you are interested in picking up the AAR signature and logo, the AAR logo is very cool. It has my signature on it. If you're interested in picking up your very own custom-built AAR-15 rifle, send me an email to mark@armedamericanradio.org. You can't find them in your local gun shops. They're not going to be back anytime soon because production, they've been flying off the shelves, as George will attest. If you're interested in top-of-the-line Crusader Weaponry custom-built AAR-15, send me an email. Talk to
Absolutely.
Me. I'll be
These
more than happy are, to send you the spec sheet.
Top-notch.
It is top-notch, and I'm looking forward to finally receiving mine. We're using it for display and showing people. George, you've been photographed with it on your website. So mark@armedamericanradio.org, send me the information, and I'll be more than happy to give you everything you need to know about this top-notch rifle. Thanks for mentioning that, George. Appreciate that. By the way, George Hill, I would like to point out also that you and I've been informed, have been quoted in a lengthy column from our NBC News interview, apparently is out.
Yes,
and
what's his name, Briggs?
big.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put the link up, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in reading the NBC News article interview that George and I did, a pair of these over the last few days. I'll put that up at facebook.com/armedamericanradio, and you can see and read some of the intelligent things that George and I had to say in the face of onslaught of negativity. And I have to tell you, very impressed with the objectivity of the NBC reporter. George, you'll back me up on that, will you not?
Absolutely. He did a very good job. He did actual reporting, and it wasn't an opinion piece. He actually reported.
Yeah, the column is titled, I've just been advised, usnews.nbcnews.com, Gun Control Advocates Zero In on New Tactic Banning High-Capacity Ammo Clips. Ammo clips.
Yeah,
did we not educate him to the terminology?
They want to ban a box with a spring in it. This is how stupid these people are.
Yeah, George, your infinite wisdom on the show. I'll post the link. And Patrick, thank you very much. Pat Kilcherman for sending me that information. I really do appreciate that. George, we're coming to a close of another Armed American Radio broadcast. Merry Christmas to you and your family out there in beautiful Vernal, Utah.
And Merry Christmas to you and yours, sir.
You still selling a ton of guns, I take it.
Well, we ran out of AR-15s. We ran out of boxes with springs in them. We were lucky to get in 2 pallets of ammo, though, yesterday.
And that's going to go quick, too.
After selling out, we got in more ammo yesterday.
David Kodria, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thank you for your contributions to this program.
Merry Christmas to you, Mark. Thanks back. Merry Christmas, George. Merry Christmas to Sean,
thank
the
you.
Most fun producer in talk radio.
Well, thank you, sir.
You better believe it. Merry Christmas to you, Mr. and Mrs. Mainstream Gun-Owning American. We couldn't do it without you. You get the truth here on the Armed American Radio Network. In the face of the onslaught that's coming your direction, we will be here. You have my word. I have your back. We will be here every week giving you the facts in the face of the mainstream media and the lies from the gun haters and freedom haters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. What a beautiful name for a radio show. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next week here on the radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the hammer now, baby. Over the river into the woods to Walmart. We go, the horse is the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Check out Lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.